Good morning, it's Brother Steve, Fountain of Life, Daily Inspiration. Just want to read one verse, maybe a couple verses here. I'll just read one verse, I guess, from Psalms 71, verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me, well, this is verse 2, deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Right, mainly want to focus on verse 1 there. Deliver in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. So, what does it mean to be put to confusion? Or what he's saying when he's saying to God that let me never be put to confusion. You know, when we look at the world around us, we see a lot of confusion. There's a lot of people that are saying this and that and the other thing. And you know, just like the Bible says that, Jesus said that, you know, many will come in that day and will say that, you know, Christ is here or he's there or all kinds of their own ideas about where he is or whatever. And there's all kinds of confusion in our day as far as who Jesus is and who God is. And is there really a God? And all those questions come. Now, I trust that most of my audience this morning would believe that there is a God. And I'm assuming that you picked up the phone and you were is because, as you know, believe that there is a God and that he has a son, Christ, that came as our redemption to us from the results of our sin. And so, so I will speak in that context, assuming that you believe there is a God and assuming that you believe that Jesus Christ is his son. And so the question is, so what does that mean to believe that there is a God? What does it mean to trust, to put my trust in him? And how will that avoid confusion in my life? And I guess we go back to scripture and we say, okay, so what does God say about himself? And I guess the other thing too is that we would need to establish is, you know, I assume that my audience also believes that the scripture is the inspired word of God. And then when I speak out of scripture, I speak as the revelation of God. I speak as, you know, the word that God has given for us about himself. And so then we can go back to the word of God and we can say, okay, so what does God say about himself? What does the scripture say? And one verse that comes to my mind is Romans 8. I'm going to start in verse 28, and I guess I'm going to just read till the end. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Okay, that verse in itself, we should be able to just stop there and just leave it at that and say, well, that settles it. That's it. That's all I need to know. All things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. So if we love God and are called according to his purpose, then we know that all things work together for good. And so whatever happens in this life, it's all for our good. You know, one of the things about God is that the Bible also talks about is that God is omnipresent, meaning that he is everywhere at the same time. Using the example of, you know, my year-old child or whatever, and he climbs up places and he falls and whatever. And you know, there's times when, you know, I see him somewhere and I run and I catch him before he falls or something like that, and that's a good thing. But there's also times when he does fall and I'm not there. Well, for God, it's not that way. God is always there. He never misses anything. There's never a near miss for God. He never has to say that, oh, if only I would have been there in time. Never. Because he's always there. And the other thing about God is he's all wise. He's omniscient. He knows everything. There's nothing that there is to know that he doesn't know, even to the most minute detail of every living being, every creature, every cell. God knows about and he understands. So the other thing about God is that God is love, and so he cares for us. He's a benevolent God. He wants to bless us. And so when we have established all of that, then we can go back to that verse and we say, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. And no matter what's going to happen in our life, we know that it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't like God said, oops, I wasn't going to let that happen. And it's always for our good. It's never because God says, well, you know, he really blew it there. He really messed up. I'm going to get him now. I'm going to sock it to him. No, God is benevolent, and he, like a loving father, allows us to go through difficult things to teach us something at times. But it's never that he's out to get us, and he wants to make life rough for us. So going back to Romans 8, let's begin. Go on, verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So, if we're conformed predestined to be conformed in the image of his Son, you know, what was Jesus like? He lived here in poverty. He was mocked. He was laughed at. He was despised. People rejected his message. And in the end, he was killed by his own people. Suffered and died a terrible death on the cross. And so, if we're to be conformed to the image of his Son, we could expect to experience some of the same things that Jesus experienced when he was on this earth. And it's not that God wants to make life miserable for us, but it's just the nature of where we are. And when the nature of God is within us, God's Spirit is within us, we naturally will clash with the fallen world around us. So, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So God spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for all of us. But he's also going to freely give us all things with his Son. So we inherit with Jesus. Who shall lay anything against anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So there we have it. God said it, and do we believe it? And there's times when, you know, we begin to doubt, and it's hard for us to believe all those things. But, you know, one of the things about God's word is that as we practice it and as we live it out, it begins to become real in our life, and we start to actually believe what it says because of what it says, but by experience. As we walk in faith, God gives us these little glimpses, and we can experience what he says. And the more and more, in my experience, as I walk with God and I trust him with every area of my life, he has been so faithful. He has done so many things, and as time goes on, he just over and over proves himself to be faithful. And so it begins to build confidence that not only do I believe it because he said it in his word, but I believe it because I've experienced it. I've experienced the love of God and the provision of God, the blessing of God. So I just want to hope this can be an encouragement to all of you, those of you who are in the Lord, and those of you who are seeking and wondering if it's worth your time or your trust. And I just want to encourage you to just cast yourself unto Jesus with no reservation, no hesitation, just fully trusting and giving yourself to him. So God bless you all. May the Lord give you that peace.